رابعہ العداویہ ان سعودی عربیہ واز ون سچ وومن. ون ڈے پیپل saw him with a pot of water full in one hand and a torch burning into another, running through the marketplace, and they asked Rabia, where are you going? She said, I am going to burn your paradise and I am going to drown your hell. These are all inventions of the priests, in which they have managed the whole humanity to be enslaved. One mystic, Hassan, was staying with Rabia. He asked in the morning Rabia's copy of Quran Sharif, and he was shocked to see that Rabia has corrected many places in Quran. That is not done. Quran is God's word. God's only, and the final Prophet Muhammad, you cannot improve upon it. That's why there are no commentaries on Quran. Many times, many Muhammadan friends have sent me Quran, beautifully printed. And ask me that if I can comment on Quran. I said, you have not commented for a different reason, because Mohammedans will not tolerate anybody commenting on the Quran. My reason is different. There is nothing to comment in it. I have looked around, it is all bullshit. It is better that I should not say anything more. That one word is enough a commentary. But Al-Adawiya changed many words in Quran. Hassan was very much shaken. He said, Adawiya, somebody has destroyed your Quran. She said, nobody can even touch my Quran. I have corrected it wherever it was wrong. Hassan said, you think Quran can be wrong? Rabia said, the line you are reading is that when you meet devil, hate him, curse him. I have crossed it. Because when I became myself, when my own flame became a great light around me, I could see one thing: I can only love, I cannot hate. Even if devil comes stand before me, I will be loving just the same as I will be loving if God is there. It is my own experience, and I have not to follow Quran, I have to correct Quran according to my experience. A man is not made by books. Books are made by men. Now such women show the indication that if man has not repressed them, my own understanding is more women would have become enlightened than men. Because men's mind is full of rubbish. And men's mind is much more outgoing. He may go to the Everest. Just think Edmund Hillary standing on the Everest. How stupid he must have looked. And for this only 2 minutes he was on the Everest. He risked his life. Now people are going to the moon. The earth is in a mess, and people are thinking of going to Mars. You cannot put your home right, and people are trying to approach some other planet where living beings exist. Here in this world, there is no dialogue, there is no love. Because the woman is heart-oriented, there is more possibility of her being awakened. Man is more logical, more arithmetical. Perhaps he can become a great scientist. But a woman is more poetic. Potentially, we have not allowed her. She can be a beautiful dancer. She can be a musician. She will open new avenues of enlightenment through the heart. Love will become her God. You know, Jesus said, God is love. If it was written by a woman, she would have written, love is God. God must be secondary. It is a mental hypothesis. But love is a reality throbbing in every heart. We have seen people like Meera. But very courageous woman could manage to come out of the repressive social system. she could manage because she was a queen. Although her own family tried to kill her because she was dancing on the streets, singing songs, the family could not tolerate it. Particularly in India and in Rajasthan, the woman is very much repressed. And a woman of the beauty of Meera dancing in the streets, singing songs of joy, there was a temple in Vrindavan where Krishna was resided. In his memory, a great temple was made. And the priest has to be a celibate. Now, celibacy is absolutely unnatural. It can drive you crazy into unnatural perversions. In that temple, no woman was allowed to enter. Women were only from the outside. Touched the steps of the temple. They never saw the statue of Krishna inside because the priest was very adamant. When Meera came, the priest became afraid that she will come to the temple. Two men with swords, naked swords, were placed before the gate to prevent Meera from coming in. But when Meera came, and such people are so rare, such a fragrance breeze, such a beautiful dance, such a song that brings into words that cannot be brought into words. Those two swordsmen forgot for what they are standing there. And the Meera danced into the temple. It was the time for the priest to worship Krishna. His plate full of flowers fell on the ground as he saw Meera. He was utterly angry and he said to Meera that you have broken a rule of hundreds of years. She said, "What rule?" The priest said, "No woman can enter here." And can you believe the answer? This is the courage. Meera said, "Then how you entered here?" "Except one, the ultimate, the beloved. Everybody is a woman. Do you think there are two men in the world, you and the ultimate? Forget all this nonsense. Certainly she was right. A woman with full of heart looks at existence as a beloved. And existence is one. There have been other women, Sajo, but they are very few. It is a condemnation of men that you did not allow a woman to become a Gautam Buddha, that you did not allow a woman to become a Lao Tzu. The crime is so big that it is incalculable. And Milarepa, you are asking, theoretically speaking, enlightenment in women are just great. But what about practically speaking? Practically speaking, also they are great. And the day woman's greatness will be accepted, her uniqueness will be accepted, her freedom, her individuality will be respected, the world will be filled with more love, with more flowers, with more fragrance. What man has been doing down the ages except fighting? And what man's genius has been doing except creating more and more dangerous, destructive weapons? They are not satisfied with nuclear weapons which exist today. They are enough to kill the whole earth 7 times. I don't understand what is the point now piling up more and more nuclear weapons. There is only one instance of Jesus who resurrected and may have needed a second killing. But ordinarily people die only once. And the fact is, neither Jesus was resurrected. He never died. He was taken out of the cross before he could have died. The Jewish cross is such that it takes 48 hours a person to kill, because slowly, slowly blood flows out of the body. And Jesus was young, only 33 years healthy. And he was taken out after 6 hours. It was a conspiracy between his disciples and the Roman governor of Judea. Judea was under slavery, and the governor was not interested in killing an innocent man who has not done anything. And if he believes that he is the Son of God, who is preventing you? You can believe. You can believe you are Father of God. Just a little imagination. He has not done anything wrong. He was just a little crazy. And took things literally. But he was not a criminal. So this arrangement was made. Jesus was brought down after 6 hours, and in 6 hours nobody can die on a Jewish cross. And he was put in a cave, and the guards were Romans. So in the night he was removed. He died in India, in Kashmir. As he became healed, he escaped. And Kashmir was one of the parts where Jews were living for hundreds of years. When Moses was finding the God's city, the God's land, Israel, a tribe of the Jews got lost . In fact, Moses reached at a wrong place. Israel is not worth anything. The last tribe reached Kashmir, and Kashmir is certainly the most beautiful place in the world. If anything can be said, God's land, then Kashmir is. Moses himself came to look for the last tribe, and he died in Kashmir. It is strange that the Moses and Jesus both died in Kashmir. And there are every evidence their graves I have been. In India nobody writes Hebrew, and those graves are not Mohammedans, because Mohammedans' graves have to made in a way so the head is always pointing towards Mecca. Those two graves are not Mohammedan graves. And the person who takes care of those graves has been left by the Mohammedans to remain a Jew. Otherwise, Mohammedans converted the whole Kashmir. But you can convert people's religion, you cannot convert their noses. Their noses show they are Jews. Just look at the nose of Jawaharlal Nehru or Indira Gandhi. These are Kashmiris. And you will not believe they are Brahmins, but they eat meat. No Brahmin eats meat in India. But because they were basically Jews and then became Mohammedans or remained Hindus, but the basic non-vegetarian food continued. A very detailed analysis is needed, which Christianity prevents. Because if it is known that it is certainly Jesus and Moses' graves, then it will become a holy place for Christians, for Jews both. And you should remember that Jesus was never a Christian. He was born a Jew, lived a Jew, died a Jew. He never heard anything about these idiot Polak popes.